Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All of our standard of livings have dropped on average more than 50% since the late 1960s in every major index, the different economists we interview. It's going to drop by another 50% in the next 5 years. And somehow we need to get focused on the, quote, financial reform that Obama proposed 6 months ago is now being re-proposed. And coming up in the next hour, I'm going to detail that. Also, I'm going to reach out to Glenn Beck in an open letter to him coming up in 30 minutes. We're continuing with your phone calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in Florida. Alex, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I work with the FederalJack.com website, and we were up with We Are Change this weekend in New York for the 9/11 events. And,
yeah, I like the stuff that Federal Jack is doing.
Thank you. Yeah, we work really hard on it. And we got a bunch of great video that we posted up from the weekend. And when we returned, we find that YouTube has just pulled our account as of this morning. And we have hours and hours and hours of videos that have garnered hundreds of thousands of hits over the last few months on our YouTube.
Are they claiming a copyright infringement?
They're not telling us. It just says, but I didn't receive an email. It just said, your account has been suspended and all the pages are now disabled.
Oh, man. And Federal Jack, because we linked to it a lot, had hundreds of thousands of views on some of its videos alone. I never counted up all your hits, but that's why you should always create copies or clones. We have more than 10 YouTube accounts, some we don't even really advertise that we have clones up on. But just re-upload all your videos. We'll continue to try to link to all your great work. And go into your account, request that YouTube tell you why, and then file. Because if you find out that it was a copyright infringement, they're usually fake, then you've got to file. And you can find copies of other federal filings and write up your own report. I wrote up a novel report and filed it in federal court. And it's free to file in federal court. But I had to file in the district in Texas to get the Alex Jones channel back up. That hadn't been our channel, but we had to take it over because the fan didn't really know how to do that. He's a great guy. Dave does a great job. But he wasn't comfortable filing federal filings. So I filed it. It took me about 3 hours to write it, but they accepted it. And then it found out that it was fake filings to begin with. Just like they took the Joker posters down off Facebook with fake filings. And the good news is they've done that so much now that they don't just accept the first filing. So it's all part of a process, but I would imagine that's what happened to you. If they don't tell you why they did it, see, YouTube is privately owned, but they hold out that they are free for free speech and open community. But they have been taking my videos down for, quote, racism reasons. And nothing said about race. And I was watching CNN this morning, and the redhead info babe said, it's racism, that's what the Tea Parties are about. And then they were lying about what Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh say. You can say what you want about Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh, but they're not racist, folks. They don't talk about race on their show. And I'm just sick of these race pimps. But give folks the Federal Jack website.
It's at federaljack.com. And we've got the phone number to YouTube up there, and we're encouraging people to call. And,
all right.
And
but I know you guys are working hard, but people should volunteer there in Florida and start not just uploading to YouTube. Upload there and then like Blip TV or something else, and then always in YouTube, point out your other account. Okay?
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, you bet, Alex. Sorry to hear that happen. Great folks over there. Okay, and that's what I like. We don't need just Info Warrior groups or We Are Change groups or Federal Jack groups or 9/11 Truth groups or Culpepper groups. We need hundreds and hundreds of different groups, different names, an unstoppable tide of liberty so they can't demonize just one group. Very, very exciting. You are in the true spirit of 1776.
Come comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
From the Berkey guy who brought you the Berkey Light Water Purification Specials and the KDF Shower Filter, now comes the newest Berkey Water Purification System, the Go Berkey Kit. This latest stainless steel Berkey includes everything you need to take your Berkey on the go. The Go Berkey Kit is a 1-quart stainless steel Berkey. It's perfect for the outdoors, office, work, camping, and emergency use. This new Go Berkey Kit comes with one black Berkey element with a short stem, a sport Berkey water bottle, plus a convenient vinyl carrying case, all for only $139 with free shipping. The Go Berkey Kit is easy to set up and can purify up to 1.5 gallons of water per hour. Get your new Go Berkey Kit now by calling the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or shop online now at GoBerkeyKit.com. That's GoBerkeyKit.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Valenti said, quote, depending on what the federal government comes out with here, asserting the 10th Amendment might be a viable option. We can't really even get the president to outline what he does or doesn't support in any detail, so we'll have to see. I'd say that's a possibility. If you're a little rusty on the Constitution, here's what the 10th Amendment says. Quote, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. The one little problem with the argument from the tenthers, as they like to call it, is this other part of the Constitution that's called Article 1, you know, Article 1, quote, the Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, to pay the debts, and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States. That means it unambiguously authorizes Congress to spend money in ways that benefit the nation, you know, Social Security, Medicare, veterans care, etc., etc. So what are the tenthers really up to? Here to face off are Democratic strategist Karen Finney and Republican strategist Ron Christie. Ron, most people in the right-thinking mind know that the 10th Amendment is a bunch of baloney? So what is Tim Pawlenty going for politically here? Is he simply trying to appeal to the right-wing fringe and get ready for a run in 2012?
Thank you for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. We were just playing a clip of MSNBC implying that there's no 10th Amendment right in this country and that the federal government can do whatever it wants, whenever it wants, however it wants. We are continuing with your phone calls on a host of issues. Coming up in about 25 minutes, I've got a personal message to Glenn Beck. An open letter to Glenn Beck, where I'm going to break down his real record and ask him to think twice about being a Benedict Arnold. And is he really happy? Is the $50 million to sell out the Patriot movement worth it for what he's doing? So that's coming up. In the next hour, I'm going to break down in great detail the complete takeover of the economy through the, quote, financial reform package in light of President Obama's speech he gave to Wall Street, from Wall Street, this morning. And we're going to continue with open phones. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Chris in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I just wanted to say, you know, I want to thank you and the team for everything you guys do, and I stand by you guys till the very end. You know, with everything that's going on, I think that Glenn Beck, I never listen to a word the guy says. I never listen to a word Obama says either. It's all a bunch of lies. And I think when Obama's coming out saying that all the banks are going to get more power, I think it's ridiculous. I think if you give the Federal Reserve more power, they're just going to continue to inflate the money. You know, so I'm totally against it. And I think that people are waking up. And I think that the media coming out and lying about the numbers on the streets really just shows how desperate they're actually getting. So, you know, I just hope you guys keep it up, because I get all my news from InfoWars. I canceled my media or my mainstream TV, never turn that stuff on. It makes me sick. So I'm just hoping that we win this fight, and, you know, I stand by you guys. So thanks for everything you do.
Well, thank you, sir. I would still challenge you to not just only get your news at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but to go to the government documents, to go to the legislation we list, to look at everything we're covering, because we're not 100% perfect. We try to be accurate. We try to tell the truth. We're about 97% accurate. Normally, when we're wrong, it's worse than we said. And that's why we encourage people to research. Most of what we come up with is sent to us by you. You'll say, hey, look at this magazine. Look at this trade publication. Look at this subsection in the legislation. You are where the credit comes in. And we're posting more and more reader-generated articles. I'm trying to hire a couple more editors and webmasters so they can just go through all the great stuff you send us and all the great stuff that's posted on the Prison Planet Forum, so we can then link to it on the main websites or put it in article form. But you can submit your own articles, your own stories that we'll look over and see if they are documented, and then post. Writers@InfoWars.com. Let us know it's an article you've written that you're submitting for us to publish. I want to create an area that's just listener and viewer commentary. We should create a whole section on InfoWars and Prison Planet on that, just for people's opinions, so we can basically put everything you send us there and then have some of that material that's more news articles or investigative reports published as main articles on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But as Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. Because sometimes you do show us when we're wrong about something. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to James in Texas. James, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call, and appreciate what you're doing. I don't trust that big Republican demonstration they just had in Washington that was led by Dick Armey and Glenn Beck. I think they're paid and backed by the big drug companies and the big insurance companies, and those are the people that want to see Obama fail in his health initiative, and I think we need the public health option. And, you know, if Jefferson was here today, he'd be a liberal. He'd be a Democrat. He'd be pushing for benefits to the people like this health plan.
I don't think it's fair for you to put words in Jefferson's mouth. I've actually read several of the books written by Thomas Jefferson and his incredibly complex and detailed prose. I have read hundreds of news articles, editorials written by him in major papers. I have read over 100 books on the Founding Fathers alone. And if you actually knew who Thomas Jefferson was, who swore eternal resistance on the altar of God against all forms of tyranny over the minds of men, you would have known he was against big government and big largesse and the distortion of Article 1 of the Constitution of the general welfare. The general welfare is enumerated in issuing the money so there's not inflation, defending the borders, and negotiating trade disputes between the states. That's it. The federal government has no business running our schools, running our lives. The insurance companies, sir, are actually funding Obama. He got more money than them than McCain did. They're actually, just like British Petroleum is funding the global greenhouse movement. That's admitted. But the news says big oil companies are against it. Sir, do you know what eugenics is? Do you understand that Tom Daschle did write a book saying that he wanted to ration health care? Do you realize they do ration it in Europe? Do you realize they do ration it for people's behavior? Do you realize the White House science czar did write a book about using the medical system to deny care to you and sterilize you and poison your water supply?
I think you're a little bit too paranoid on that, Hal. But
excuse me. Hey, hold on. James in Texas, are you a new listener to the show?
No, sir. I've been listening to you for probably over 10 years.
Okay, then you know I'm not a big Republican like they're saying I am now. You know I went after Bush. I just tell the truth as best as I can find it.
What's the solution, Hal? We can't just, we're going to wind up with...
Sir, don't you understand they control both parties? Can't you understand they create these fake fights between Republican and Democrat, and then there's really not a hair breadth of difference between the two parties in reality?
No, that's where you're wrong, Hal. There is some difference there, and I realize some of the Democrats are just about as bad as the Republicans, but...
Oh, man.
But the Republicans, to a man... supported Bush, and there were at least 35 senators, Democrat senators in the...
Listen, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Sir, Obama took 50,000 troops out of Iraq and put 50,000 contractors in and sent the 50,000 troops to Afghanistan. He increased the troops. But because he acts liberal, you think the war is okay now. I mean... You're telling me there's a difference, and there's only a difference in rhetoric. And Obama can read off a teleprompter better. It's so elementary. Listen to me, buddy boy. Obama supported everything Bush has done, and he has expanded it. To a T. And Obama is meant to not give you the public option. He's meant to give you some corporate write-off scam where the insurance companies get government liability protection. And the government gets to now get a piece of our paychecks to, quote, give people government-subsidized health care. You're not getting it free. Don't you understand nothing's free? There's no free lunch, pal. Don't you understand that, I mean, I have two people that work for me that live in England. Okay, they're coming here for health care. Canadians come here. I watch the House of Commons on C-SPAN. They do make you wait 18 months for brain surgery when if you don't get it in 2 months, you die. I've seen Tony Blair admit that. It isn't rhetoric. Okay, we need government out of healthcare. Government has screwed up healthcare. The welfare state has brought the 30 million illegal ins to suck off the breast of this thing. I'm sick of it.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
I'm going to break down the total takeover of our economy by offshore banks through the next part of Obama's agenda. The banker reorganization bill, the financial reform bill. Notice how I told you they'd phrase it. Oh, look, we fixed the economy. It's a jobless recovery, record job losses, home prices plunging, factories shutting down, but big banks are showing record profits off all the money they've stolen, so our economy's better. And if you don't give us this new takeover power, the whole economy is going to die. It's very elementary. And so now, in the fall, it'll be part two of what we saw last October. You don't give them the total banking takeover power, they're going to come in and drop the stock market by 2,000 points. And then they're just going to keep doing it until we wake up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered, in the words of Thomas Jefferson. Going back to Kevin in Mass. Kevin, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Thank you very much for taking my call. That last caller was a bit over the top. I mean, the guy doesn't understand the difference between rhetoric and reality. But two things I did want to mention to you. Number one, I was listening to you yesterday, and prior to listening to you, I downloaded two articles on the Tea Party stuff going on in D.C. One was the Wall Street Journal, which said tens of thousands of people. The next one I downloaded was the British paper, the Daily Mail, and bang, they said 2 million. If you want to see an illustration of press distortion, there it is.
Well, let's be clear. The Wall Street Journal, and I did see that, went with the same party line. New York Times said thousands, and that part of them were Obama supporters, total distortion, as if it was two groups out there, when it clearly wasn't. I mean, maybe one out of 100, one out of 20, who knows, but it was a very small minority for government-run health care. And look at that distortion. When the Park Service and Homeland Security said upwards of 2 million, our own media just can't get it right. So, see, even the Wall Street Journal is trying to dampen the grassroots movement because the big banks, the big money, they all have piled on for Obama's health care plan. They just tell the liberals that big insurance companies are against it to fool them. Kind of like in 1913, the Federal Reserve, the private banks that owned it, took out full-page ads in every major paper saying, we don't want the Federal Reserve Act to trick the grassroots. I mean, there's nothing these guys won't do.
I agree with you 100%. And point two here, Alex, I listened to an interview the other day, and it looks like it's disappeared into the rat hole. And that was, I listened to Traficant, Jim Traficant, the other night with Greta Van Susteren, and he basically took a shot at AIPAC, so I think we're never going to probably hear from him again. But I was kind of surprised. Did you see that interview, and what did you think of it, if you did?
I have been really busy launching the whole 9/11 Charlie Sheen thing. I have been really busy with everything else. I finally, last night, after the show, at like 9 o'clock at night, one of the guys said, have you seen this? And I walked over and watched it, and that was on my list. In fact, will you pull that? It was like two parts, wasn't it? Pull that up, because I want to play parts of that later, the James Traficant. Will knows. Will's the one that showed it to me. So who? You ask him. He's in the other, yeah. Yes, sir. I did see that last night. Go ahead.
Okay, well, hey, excellent, Alex. I thought he brought us some good points, and like I said, I noticed, like, I've been all over the place, and I've seen virtually no mention of it whatsoever since he gave it, and, like, I'll finish up with this thought. I believe the mainstream media, the corporate media, whatever you want to call them, Fox, I call the controlled opposition, basically they do a disappearing thing. I remember, like, Pat Buchanan largely has run afoul of certain interest groups, and we don't hear anywhere near as much from him as we did, say, 15 years ago. And I'm just kind of curious if they're going to do the disappearing act on Jim Traficant. And with that, Alex, I want to thank you very much for taking my call.
Absolutely. Well, I want to be clear. Pat Buchanan worked for Nixon. I've seen him do some baiting and switching. Becoming pro-war briefly in 2003 when he knew it was political suicide to be against it. Then he came out against it later. But Pat Buchanan is a lot better than Glenn Beck. I mean, Pat Buchanan actually believes a lot of what he's saying and then plays politics a little. With Glenn Beck, it's all done on purpose to be manipulative and deceptive, and it's right out of the government playbook, and he's dangerous. He's dangerous. So I'm going to talk about that when we get back. On a host of issues, but I'm going to try to reach out to him straight ahead after this break. And I've been getting emails saying, why haven't you had James Traficant on? We've been calling James Traficant for 2 weeks since he got out of prison. Paul Hartman and Jaron have talked to his wife over and over again. And she keeps very nicely saying, I'm giving Jim your message. So we're trying to get Traficant on. We were against him going to prison.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
I said I shot the sheriff, but Doc Clarence was in self-defense.
About the Glenn Beck situation and reach out to him in just a moment. There's a lot of videos online made by real conservatives and libertarians about how disingenuous Glenn Beck is. But one I saw last week really boiled it down well, demonizing Ron Paul, pushing for the banker bailout takeover bill, which he now claims he's against. And just other disingenuous things he's done. So I think this sets the stage for some of you that may not remember all of his deception for what I'm going to cover when we come back. But here's the video. Glenn Beck is a neocon, not a libertarian.
I'm a dope. I'm a rodeo clown. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I believe so deeply in our Constitution. I was for the Patriot Act. You know that I am actually a libertarian at heart. I think the bailout is the right thing to do. I believe so deeply in our Constitution. I was for the Patriot Act. You know that I am actually a libertarian at heart. The $700 billion that you're hearing about now is not only, I believe, necessary, it is also not nearly enough.
There was one guy last year that was Ron Paul. When you were on CNN, you would act like he was kind of crazy kooky guy. And
I still act like he's crazy kooky guy.
Well,
the Ron Paul revolution. I think it's meant to be a catchy slogan, but I fear some of his fringe supporters are taking the word revolution too literally.
Hey, Glenn, real quick, how did you and your network benefit from associating Ron Paul supporters with domestic terrorism?
When you were escorted out after asking him your question, Glenn Beck stopped, turned to the crowd, started applauding.
You're about to hear is a fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. It's
the
Glenn Beck program.
The man has total credence when it comes to the economy. The man does not necessarily have credence when it comes to the war on terror.
And Tim there suggests that we think of the economy, but not in foreign policy. You can't do that. They're one and the same. That's where all the money's going.
If you've seen any of the stuff that Glenn Beck has been doing,
he is on occasion is a Democrat.
To religious fanatics that are decapitating people.
Does Hitler come to mind? For the love of our children.
And they are preparing a Holocaust, the second Holocaust.
He has been pretty discourteous.
Earlier today, I had the opportunity to sit down in the Oval Office with the President of the United States. President Bush is a man who personally feels the pain of every lost soldier. I can tell you that the President has incredible passion and resolve.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere.
That is the real story tonight. Back in a minute.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think Lou Dobbs is perfect, but I respect him, and I think he's for real and believes in what he's doing. I understand that Pat Buchanan sometimes plays politics, is suddenly pro-war and then against the war. But he's not there to be a controlled opposition, meant to be a Pied Piper to lead the Patriot movement astray. And that's the issue with Glenn Beck, is that I know his history, and I've seen the dangerous scripts that he's reading from over the last two and a half years as coming directly from the bowels of the Pentagon and the PSYOP machine. And that is what concerns me so much about Glenn Beck, is that he is clearly being put forward as more than just the heir apparent to Rush Limbaugh. He is being set up as the leader of the opposition against all things Obama, so that he can lead the opposition astray when the time comes. And we know that's the case because he's done that time and time again in the past. The establishment isn't stupid. They know that government takeover of healthcare is going to be unpopular. They know that youth brigades and national compulsory service, which has been introduced as legislation and called for by the White House Chief of Staff, and called for by the president, compulsory service and a new domestic military. They know that's going to be unpopular. So they are putting Glenn Beck up there as the leader of that opposition so that at key points he can lead people astray. But I'm going to go over the evidence of that in a moment. I first want to speak to Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck, you brag that you've got a $50 million contract. And I think that's great for you. Wonderful. And I want to be clear here. I'm not attacking you because you're well-known on TV and because you have a big paycheck. You are a very talented radio host. I don't know how you do 3 hours a day and then go get ready for that big TV show. I mean, I know it must be exhausting. And you pull it off very well, and I admire your talent. But being somewhat of a novice of history, I also admire the talent of Benedict Arnold, one of our better generals in the Revolutionary War. And I don't attack people lightly. Even though I disagree with a lot of things Michael Savage does, I defend his right to say it. And when he was getting censored, I stood up for him. When Van Jones was calling for your firing, Glenn, I stood up for you. When people have tried to pull down Rush Limbaugh as a symbol of free speech and talk radio, I've defended Limbaugh. Even though I know he's a drug-addled, arrogant deceiver who has led conservatives astray. Because I understand the part you're playing. You're meant to discredit true conservatism and libertarianism. And you're meant to be a ringer in this fight as the global corporate state socializes the wealth in this country so they can more easily extract it offshore. But Glenn, I want to talk directly to you right now. And I want to tell you that history is what matters. And being on the right side of history is what is important. And you don't want your grandchildren and great-grandchildren to look back on you as a Benedict Arnold, as a traitor. You don't want people to look back on you as a media whore. You don't want people to look back on what you're doing now as being loyal opposition. I understand you were hired because you're a slick presenter. I understand you were hired because of your slick dual message to discredit and polarize the conservative movement for the left, to dress up in lederhosen and clearly fake cry and then admit you're fake crying, to further convince the left that the right is insane. But at the same time, you are there to lead conservatives and libertarians and people that were waking up from my show and waking up to the full global system, the world government, the New World Order. You're meant to talk about just enough of that to get them to then feel like their revolutionary energies against this tyranny are being expressed, so they spend their time and energy on your 9-12 project instead of really going out and taking this country back. Your whole 9-12 project is about remembering 9-12 and remembering the police state and how good the Patriot Act is and remembering how giving up our liberties is good and remembering how good it was to believe the lie that Saddam had WMDs and yellow cake. It's about following that neocon agenda, which Obama is continuing. You know, Glenn Beck attacks Obama and says he's pulling our troops out of the Middle East. He wants Al-Qaeda to attack us, giving him left cover. The truth is, Obama has taken 50,000 troops out of Iraq and moved them to Afghanistan and then moved 50,000 plus more contractors into Iraq, boosting the total number of troops. So when you come out and call him a communist, he's not a communist. He got four times the money John McCain did. Because John McCain wasn't the heir apparent. He wasn't the corporate, slick Harvard person. And I'm not saying vote for John McCain. I'm saying we didn't really have a choice. The media hyped Coca-Cola president. The media president was Barack H. Obama. And so he was the heir apparent. He is the corporate president. But see, Glenn Beck is meant to make conservatives not shift out of the left-right paradigm. He's meant to keep them in that paradigm and to see Obama as this big leftist, when really he's just a statist looting us for offshore banks. $23.7 trillion has been stolen by the bipartisan group under Bush and Obama to offshore banks. They're using that money to come in and buy up our economy and the smaller banks and insurance companies and credit unions. The new reform plan of Obama will give total dictatorial power to a new private board of banks over every part of our economy, from a hot dog stand to a hair salon to a factory to a car dealership. And the truth is, a bipartisan group wants that power. Glenn Beck, we played the clip earlier of you saying we've got to support the banker bailout. Rush Limbaugh wasn't supporting it. Pat Buchanan wasn't supporting it. Lou Dobbs wasn't supporting it. Say what you want about them. 1,000-to-1 phone calls into Congress against that banker bailout. The polls, 99%+ against it. But you went on TV and supported it. And I predict you're going to end up, when they plunge the economy again in the next year, you're going to end up supporting Obama on the new Bank of the World, the new regulatory system over our currency, over the interest rates, and over our tax rates. I saw you read from the MIAC report. I'd seen earlier versions a year and a half ago. The DHS report. I said on air, before that stuff was even public, I said he's reading from federal reports when he says Ron Paul wants to bomb us with a money bomb. He's dangerous. His followers want to blow things up. Knowing full well money bomb meant a big effect in the info war, a term I coined. You knew what that meant. When Ron Paul had a real chance of winning, and when the media did hit pieces on him, you waded in with the most vicious attacks. You are controlled opposition, and you're to ensure those Tea Parties are under control. Those Tea Parties started with 9/11 Truth 6 years ago in Boston, and then the current political type started 2 years ago in Austin, Texas, against the banker takeover. Almost 2 years ago. A year and 9 months ago. That happened with 9/11 Truth and We Are Change in Austin. And he came in and he co-opted that entire thing. Glenn Beck, I'm here to tell you, you're not fulfilled. I look in your eyes. You're not a happy person. Because I know you were poor and ate ramen noodle and were an alcoholic and lived in a cockroach apartment like you tell people. And then now you got $50 million and $10 million from your book and all this. Great, man. But you even admit you almost died a year ago from an ailment. Really, wouldn't you rather at the end of your life, whenever that comes, next year or 30 years from now, be able to sit back and really know that you stood up for liberty and freedom? Isn't that more valuable than $50 million? I mean, once you got a few million, isn't that enough for you to be comfortable? But see, it's about the status, and it's about being a winner, and it's about being competitive, and it's about showing all those people that didn't believe in you that you are a success. I understand that. I understand that. I understand the road to the dark side, being overly competitive. When I was approached 10 years ago to sell out and be what you are today, the new Rush Limbaugh, but no private Federal Reserve, no New World Order was to be talked about, I was told you can be a star or be on this crusade that's going nowhere. I chose the crusade, and I thank God every day I did the right thing. Glenn, I know you signed a contract. I know the stuff's written for you on the teleprompter. I know this is a Pentagon psyop. I knew what you do with the concentration camps, right down to what fake camp you would show as a straw man. I know you. I study the people controlling you. And you are smart enough to know they plan on destroying you in the end. You're smart enough to know that they're going to build you up and then destroy you in the end. That's their plan. You're even a willing participant in it. Then they'll build you up again later. Glenn, think twice about what you're doing. Think twice about what you're a part of right now. I'm not asking you, because I know you can't go all the way, to be a real patriot like Judge Napolitano. That's why you keep him in the basement. He comes out once a month on your show. That's why he's on the internet. And then they use Brian on there to be the frothing neocon as the counterbalance. Judge Napolitano tells the truth. This banking takeover is a complete takeover of our whole economy. Why don't you have him on more? Why don't you at least not enthusiastically attack Ron Paul when the time comes? Because I know right now you're acting like your buddy-buddy, so you have everybody on your side so you can stab him in the back later. I know that's the game some big talk show hosts play with me. Wasn't more than yesterday. But the issue here is just try to do whatever you can to redeem yourself and don't be a Benedict Arnold in the end. We're going to write a more detailed letter to you showing all the bad things you've done and then showing you these tens of millions of people that are counting on you. You are now the leader. And I know it's all a big joke. You see it as hurting and managing these people, but they've got their trust in you. And I know you work for Fox News. I know you work for News Corp. And I know that you signed the contract. But just don't do it with so much enjoyment in your eyes when you mislead people. And just do what you can to not be pure evil. Because I look at you, I study you, I think you're a talented actor, and I want you to really think twice about what you're doing.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
All the gold in the hills, all the palaces, all the power, all the fame is nothing compared to being honorable and being truthful and standing up for the innocent. the crimes of this world government are legion. And if people really face the facts, there's no other choice but to resist this tyranny. Going back to the Glenn Beck situation, we're going to come back in the next hour and take calls and get into the whole financial reform takeover that is happening right now. It's simple. They know there's a massive revolution against world government, open bank of the world being set up. Fox News, Rush Limbaugh, liberal media, New York Times said we were kooks. None of it existed. It wasn't real. There wasn't a plan for a carbon tax. We were insane. And then now they're announcing it all after the financial implosion they engineered, just as we said. We were reading their own white papers that were published, going, please, Rush Limbaugh, please, Glenn Beck, read these. Now Glenn Beck can come out and say, I'm the opposition to this. Yes, it's a world government. And we beat it by passing the banker bailout. And we beat it by having the army go after Ron Paul supporters. They're calling for bombings. Glenn, you now have stepped into history. You're not just some pundit on Fox. You're leading the 9/12 movement. You claim you're anti-New World Order while you openly are for the New World Order. A lot of people are wise to you. A lot of people are upset. And I'm just upset that we couldn't have somebody like you on our side. And to watch you treacherously stabbing people in the back is upsetting. I got three children, Glenn. I know you've got a family. And I know this, you're going to be judged in this life for what you're doing, pal. You are one treacherous creature. And I want you to turn around. I want everybody to pray for Glenn Beck that God humbles him. I know God's humbled me, and I'm going to try to be more humble because my discernment's much greater when I am humble. None of us are perfect. The more I'm humbled, the more I realize it's wrong to viciously attack O'Reilly or Limbaugh or any of these people because they're really just sad people. It's better just to talk about what they're doing that's wrong. I'm very sad for Glenn. But we can't just be sad for Glenn. When you go to these tea parties, you hand out the Obama deception. When you go to these tea parties, you hand out 9/11 truth. When you go to these tea parties, go burn on disc Glenn Beck being for the banker bailout and demonizing Ron Paul. Because you mark my words, when at key junctures, when we need him, and he's at the head of our movement, he's going to stab us in the back. He's going to hurt us. He's a Judas Iscariot. He's a Benedict Arnold. And it's such a horrible position to be a Benedict Arnold. It's such a horrible position to be a Judas. It's the most horrible card you can draw in life. And those 30 pieces of silver, he's been paid. You know, in the time of Judas's day, 2009 years ago, you could buy a very nice house and live for a few decades on 20 ounces of silver. And so Glenn really got bought off for more like 10,000 pieces of silver. But just with my perspective, knowing what I know, how on God's green earth could you sell out for any amount of money? I mean, it's fine to have money and live comfortably. That's a good thing. I want everybody to be like that. I enjoy people doing well. It's not the wealth I'm concerned with. It's selling yourself out for the wealth. It's putting wealth at the top and doing it for that. It's just, I pity people like him, but we've got to stay on Glenn Beck. We've got to expose his lies.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.